how can you honor Christ in the activities you enjoy without placing your identity in Him? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Have you ever had a hobby or activity you love to do so much you were willing to shove pretty much anything in life out of the way to do it? That is called an obsession, and that is what our devotion is about here today. It's titled Unhealthy Healthiness and was written by David Shorts. I don't mean to brag, but I've had a six-pack, abs, not cans of soda here, on and off for about 20 years. Exercise has become part of my lifestyle. But something I realized about 10 years ago was that my weight training had become an obsession. It slowly moved from low priority to medium priority to high priority and finally to life get out of the way because I'm working out no matter what. That is called an obsession. And even if you don't work out, I'm still talking to you because obsessions come in a lot of forms. My obsession may have been about health, but it wasn't healthy. You see, an obsession is when you take something and put it in God's place as the decision maker for all other areas of your life, rather than Christ being at the center of all of your decisions. Obsessions can be about anything. Appearances, video games, sports, clothing, relationships, etc. Even schoolwork can become an obsession. But no, you don't get to skip that homework tonight. I'm sorry. I'm not telling you that. The bottom line, though, here is this. What do you place your identity in? Christ or something else? Is belonging to Jesus and His kingdom the central reason behind everything you do? If Jesus isn't your identity, then your life is built on sand. We see that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29. Sure, your obsession may not be about an evil thing, but it can become evil when you believe the lie that it can ultimately satisfy you. Hope, identity, and satisfaction are only found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So let's talk about this. What obsessions have taken the place of Jesus and His kingdom in your decision-making? How can you honor Christ in the activities you enjoy without placing your identity in Him? As we read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Now, I'd encourage you to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 33, as well as Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4, and John chapter 14, verse 6, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. And until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.